Well, basically, typhoid kittanengil, the bacteria must enter your body. It enters through the mouth. When would you suspect typhoid? One, if you've gone to a place where you could have picked up typhoid. In India, of course, that's a difficult question because typhoid is present all over.
Right?
If you don't treat typhoid, typhoid can last for up to 4 weeks.
But nowadays, have to take antibiotics
for the time. Without antibiotics, the mortality in typhoid is quite high. In fact, it would be safer to use the corporation water, which is already chlorinated. Drinking raw well water is probably not safe. Okay, we've come to a stage, you know, like where we are soon going to be running out of antibiotics, but not only for typhoid, for many infections. We're seeing a lot of antibiotic resistance because of the misuse of antibiotics levels.
ഹലോ ആൻഡ് വെൽക്കം ടു ടുഡേയ്സ് വൈറ്റൽ വോയിസസ് പോഡ്കാസ്റ്റ്. ഇന്ന് നമ്മൾ സംസാരിക്കാൻ പോകുന്നത് ഒരു പക്ഷേ കുറച്ച് പേരെങ്കിലും എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ചെയ്തിട്ടുള്ളതോ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നമ്മുടെ ഫാമിലി മെമ്പേഴ്സിൽ കണ്ടു വന്നിട്ടുള്ളതോ ആയിട്ടുള്ള ഒരു ഡിസീസിനെ പറ്റിയാണ്, ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഫീവർ. സോ ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഫീവറിനെ കുറിച്ച് നമുക്ക് ഒരുപാട് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസും ഒരുപാട് ഡൗട്ടുകളും അതിനെക്കുറിച്ചിട്ടുള്ള കുറേ മിസ്കൺസെപ്ഷൻസും ഒക്കെ ഉണ്ട്. ഇതെല്ലാം നമുക്ക് ഇന്ന് ഇവിടെ ക്ലിയർ ചെയ്ത് തരുന്നതിനായി ഡോക്ടർ ഫിലിപ്പ് ഉമ്മൻ, അവർ സീനിയർ കൺസൾട്ടന്റ് ഇൻ ഇന്റേണൽ മെഡിസിൻ, നമ്മളോടൊപ്പം ജോയിൻ ചെയ്യുന്നു. വെൽക്കം ഡോക്ടർ, വെൽക്കം ടു അവർ പോഡ്കാസ്റ്റ് ചാനൽ. സർ, നമുക്ക് സിമ്പിൾ ടേമിൽ തന്നെ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ചെയ്യാം. ടൈഫോയിഡിനെ പറ്റിയിട്ടല്ലേ നമ്മൾ ഇന്ന് ഡിസ്കസ് ചെയ്യുന്നത്. അപ്പം എന്താണ് ഈ ടൈഫോയിഡ് ആൻഡ് ബാക്കി ഉള്ള ഫീവേഴ്സിനെ വെച്ചിട്ട് എങ്ങനെയാണ് ഇത് ഡിഫർ ചെയ്യുന്നത്?
ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഇസ് എ ഫുഡ് ആൻഡ് വാട്ടർ ബോൺ ഡിസീസ്. നമ്മളിപ്പോൾ ഈ കോമൺ കോൾഡും ഫീവറും ഒക്കെ പറയുന്ന സാധാരണ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് സ്പ്രെഡ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ പീപ്പിൾ. ദിസ് ഇസ് സ്പ്രെഡ് ത്രൂ ഫുഡ് ആൻഡ് കണ്ടാമിനേറ്റഡ് വാട്ടർ. ഓക്കെ, സോ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് വി കോൾ എസ് എ ഫീകോ ഓർലി ട്രാൻസ്മിറ്റഡ് ഇൻഫെക്ഷൻ. So the spread of typhoid is basically when your drinking water is contaminated by human fecal material. This happens usually whenever you have very bad sanitation. Places where sewage and drinking water can get mixed up. Places wherever the basic cleanliness in food handling is not there. So it's mostly seen in countries with a lower socioeconomic status where your basic food hygiene is not maintained properly.
So nammal through the contaminated water and food, as you said, contaminated water and food in mathram aanu this infection spread aavunnathu. Adayathu namukku oru outside in food kaikkunnathum ingane outside water street food idinu mathram aanu idine mathram namukku blame cheyan pattu adu vera endengilum reethiyil idu infected aavan chance undo?
Well, basically typhoid kittanengil the bacteria must enter your body. It enters through the mouth, enters into the intestine via the mouth. Okay, so basically that's how it enters the body. It doesn't get inoculated by the, you know, through inhalation or things
like that. Okay, so the person to person namukku angane varilla alle namukku
directly varilla unless somebody with typhoid has the organisms on their hand and they handle the food that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, direct contamination by, let's say, talking to a person or touching a person, it doesn't usually spread that way.
So, നമ്മള് ഇൻടേക്ക് നമ്മുടെ വായിൽ കൂടെ എന്തെങ്കിലും നമ്മുടെ ഓപ്പണിംഗ്സിൽ കൂടെ നമ്മുടെ ബോഡി ഓപ്പണിംഗ്സ് കൂടെ
പറയുമ്പോൾ through the mouth.
മൗത്തുള്ളി. ഓക്കെ ഓക്കെ. അല്ലാതെ വൂണ്ടിൽ നിന്ന് നമുക്കൊന്നും അങ്ങനെയൊന്നും വരില്ല.
Very unusual to have typhoid from a wound. It doesn't spread like that. Okay.
അതുപോലെ നമുക്ക് ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഫീവർ വരുമ്പോൾ എന്ത് വാർണിംഗ് സൈനാണ് നമുക്ക്? അതായത് നമുക്ക് യൂഷ്വലി ഫീവേഴ്സ് വരാറുണ്ട്. അപ്പോൾ ഫീവേഴ്സ് വരുമ്പോൾ നമുക്ക് ഇത് ടൈഫോയിഡ് ആണോ എന്ന് സംശയിക്കേണ്ട എന്തെങ്കിലും വാർണിംഗ് സൈൻസ് എന്തൊക്കെയാണ്? അത്
ഓൾ ഫീവേഴ്സ് സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ സെയിം വേ, റൈറ്റ്? യു ഹാവ് എ ഫീവർ, യു മൈറ്റ് ഹാവ് സം ഷിവറിംഗ്, സം കോൾഡ് ഫീലിംഗ്സ് ആൻഡ് തിങ്സ് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്. ബട്ട് ദോസ് ആർ യൂണിവേഴ്സലി ദെയർ ഫോർ എനി ഫീവർ, വെദർ ഇറ്റ് ബി ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഓർ ഡെങ്കി ഓർ എനിതിങ് സോ നമ്മൾ എപ്പോഴാണ് ടൈഫോയിഡ് സംശയിക്കേണ്ടതെന്ന് ചോദിച്ചാൽ, ഫസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ, if you've been to a place where you're likely to have picked up typhoid, so you've gone for a tour, let's say, and you had someone, you know, like food from the street or not from a good hotel, you've taken water which is not clean, if you have a feeling like that, probably then you can suspect that you could have picked up something like that.
Okay, other than the symptoms,
other than the simple fever, so fever symptoms are same for everybody, right?
Okay.
Typhoid usually lasts much longer than other fevers.
Okay. So how many times will...
If you don't treat typhoid, typhoid can last for up to 4 weeks.
Okay.
4 to 5
fever months. Itself.
Fever itself. Right? Untreated typhoid, which is very unusual in this day and age. Right. When would you suspect typhoid? One, if you've gone to a place where you could have picked up typhoid. In India, of course, that's a difficult question because typhoid is present all over. Whereas for somebody visiting a tropical country where typhoid is endemic, of course, when they go back, if they have fever, then they will suspect typhoid. But in our country, okay, the first day of fever, you are not going to suspect typhoid. You're going to suspect a lot of conditions, including typhoid, right?
So, namla Vidal test ne patti kettirunde. So, namde typhoid ipo positive aano, negative aano nariyan vendita. Adu etratholam relevant aanu. Adallande ini vera endengilum newly techniques available aano idine kurichu diagnosis.
Vidal is actually a very old test, okay? It's a very old test and it's a very basic test. I mean, it's not very accurate in the sense you can get a lot of false positive and a lot of false negatives also in the Vidal test, okay? For the Vidal to really become positive, it will take at least 1 week into the fever. So you may not get a positive Vidal if you would test it very early in the fever.
Okay.
For the antibodies to form, it will take at least a week after the fever starts. Even so, many times you could miss typhoid by depending only on the Vidal. Okay, it's
within
not
the 1 week.
After that 1 week, you could still miss why, because it's not a 100% sensitive test. Okay. There used to be a time when only that was available. So we used to depend a lot on Vidal, but nowadays other tests have come in where the Vidal has sort of become secondary. We still do the Vidal, of course, but we don't.
But nowadays we have a different test.
We do have other tests. The gold standard would be the blood cultures. Okay. If you get a positive blood culture, definitely that. That's the best way of defining typhoid, because especially nowadays that the typhoid organism has become resistant to many antibiotics that we commonly use. Unless you get a culture, you won't know which antibiotic to use for that particular strain. Okay.
Uh-huh.
In India especially, most of the commonly used antibiotics for typhoid, the present strains of typhoid are resistant to all of them. In fact, nowadays we are seeing another really resistant strain, so-called XDR strain of typhoid, which is resistant to even ceftriaxone and azithromycin and everything, and they respond only to carbapenems.
So, namal typhoid fever once one namal detect cheyida kaniyal vannona, we have to take an antibiotic.
Definitely, yeah. There's no other way out. Yeah. In fact, I think typhoid was initially described somewhere in the 1880s, but the antibiotics became available probably around 1947.
Okay.
Initially, there was really nothing to treat typhoid. Okay, it was all based on diet and things like that, right? And in those days, typhoid had a very high mortality.
But nowadays, have to take antibiotics for the typhoid.
Without antibiotics, the mortality in typhoid is quite high.
Okay, so once antibiotics start to cheyidilla, namukku po feeling better feel cheyuvana, then can we stop the antibiotic? Or we have to complete that. Is there any dangerous condition?
You cannot stop it like that.
It will lead to any dangerous condition?
Definitely, yes. Because the recommended dose duration is about 2 weeks of antibiotics, whether it's ceftriaxone or meropen. And azithromycin is for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the whole course, basically, because if you don't do that, it will relapse.
Okay. Even if we feel better, we have to
complete the course. You have to complete the course. Otherwise, there's a very good chance that you will relapse in as soon as you stop the antibiotics. Even after completing a course of antibiotics, let's say you take 2 weeks of antibiotics, even in those cases, there is a chance that you could develop a relapse 2 or 3 weeks after you finish your course of antibiotic.
Oh.
Okay. So those things do happen.
So in between the typhoid fever, then what are the things we have to take care in diet and the lifestyle and all?
Diet especially. So I see diet, what we recommend in typhoid is to go for something called a low fiber diet. Avoid things which are very spicy, oily, things which are difficult to digest, basically.
Okay.
So you can stick to things like rice and kanji, porridge, rava, all these kind of things which are easier to digest.
Okay, but the typhoid fever, entana nammude digestive system ad enganeyana affect cheyyunnathu the typhoid fever varumbo?
Nammude typhoid bacteria, which is present in the water of food, once it enters your body, it goes into the gut, into the small intestine, right? From the small intestine, it enters the bloodstream by passing across the intestinal layers. From there, it gets into the white blood cell, what we call as the macrophages. And these macrophages will take your typhoid bacteria all over the body, where it will multiply into your liver, into your spleen, all that. Okay, so that's when you start It's after this multiplication happens, maybe about a week or even 2 weeks after the bacteria enters your body, that you start developing fever.
Oh.
Okay, so that period is called the incubation period.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've taken the bacteria in and the time you developed a fever, that interval is the incubation period. That's when the typhoid bacteria multiplies in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And once it multiplies, there are, what we call as aggregates of lymphoid follicles. In the intestine called Peyer's patches.
Okay.
So these typhoid bacteria go and multiply there, and the patches become hypertrophied and they can rupture, okay, leading to perforations and all that. Okay. At the same time, the whole intestine also becomes very friable. It bleeds easily, it bursts easily, things like that. So you don't want to eat food which is difficult to digest, in the sense things which have a high residue like fiber and things like that. Okay. And things which create a lot of bloating.
Okay.
You want things like cabbage and broccoli and things like that, which create a lot of gas and bloating, that they can also, you don't want too much of distension of your bowels, basically. Okay.
Okay. So the total function will come down during this typhoid.
You don't want
fever.
To strain your bowel, basically that. Okay. So go for easily digestible food like kanji and rice, and you can have bananas, apples without the skin. Those kind of things. Okay. Avoid citrus, avoid very oily food, spicy food, things like that.
Okay. But sir, we're bleeding, the karyam parna, small intestine got bleeding. Fecal matter, the stool bleeding, angane conditions undavo, namukku symptom aayittu.
Yes, you could have dark stools if there's blood in the stool. Once it goes through the gut, it can become dark, blackish color, very foul smelling. It's what we call as melena. Or you could even have blood in the stool, which is noticeable. Okay.
Okay. Is there an early stage or on the...
No, those usually happen later in the second and third weeks of your typhoid. Okay.
Oh, if we got untreated only...
Usually you develop all these complications. Usually, even with treatment, of course, these things can happen. Untreated typhoid, of course, are more prone to develop all these complications.
Okay. Ingane blood, dark stools, we emergency at
Definitely. Yes. It's something that you have to really be concerned about, because bleeding and perforation in typhoid is definitely a cause for concern, especially perforation.
Okay.
And that becomes a real difficult problem if your gut develops a leak inside.
Inside,
develops a leak, then of course that's called a perforation. It blows out. Then it requires surgery to correct that and all that. It is a real cause for concern.
Okay.
Nowadays you don't find these complications much, because diagnoses are much earlier and you start your antibiotic treatment much earlier, so you don't really see all these complications.
What
is described in the books.
അതുപോലെ നമ്മൾ ടൈഫോയിഡ് എല്ലാവർക്കും ഒരു ഫിയർ എന്ന് പറയുന്നത് ഇറ്റ്സ് ഫേറ്റൽ ആകും ആണോ എന്നുള്ളതാണ്. ഈ ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഫീവർ ലൈക്ക് അത് മരണത്തിലേക്ക് നയിക്കുന്ന ഒരു ഡിസീസ് ആണോ എന്നുള്ളത്, അങ്ങനെ ഒരു ഫിയർ ഉണ്ട് നോർമൽ ഫീവറിനെ വെച്ചിട്ട്.
Yeah, it is. It used to be, much more severe before the onset of antibiotics. Like I said, you used to have a very high mortality with typhoid before antibiotics came to use.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, the unfortunate thing is, in spite of having so many antibiotics, the misuse of antibiotics has brought us to a point where the typhoid bacteria has become resistant to almost all the commonly used bacteria antibiotics.
Yeah.
Like I just mentioned earlier, the XDR strain is resistant to the commonly used antibiotic is ceftriaxone, azithromycin, ciprofloxacin. So all these three have become resistant to.
Actually, these are the one we have to use for these typhoid cases.
But
nowadays, for every case, this type of antibiotics for every case.
So because of that, the typhoid bacteria has also become, because every time you develop a diarrhea, you will probably take a ciprofloxacin or ofloxacin or something like that. So over time, the typhoid bacteria has become resistant to all these commonly used antibiotics. And that is a problem, because we are left with very few antibiotics to treat a case of typhoid. Okay.
Sir, appo namukku pudhiya antibiotics kandupidikkanda avasthayilottano varunnathu, namukku ee resistance
kudunnanansarichittu. That is not as easy as you put it. Okay. To find a new antibiotic is not at all easy. In fact, we've come to a stage, where we are soon going to be running out of antibiotics, not only for typhoid, for many infections. We're seeing a lot of antibiotic resistance because of the misuse of antibiotics like this. In many conditions, not only typhoid. And it's not that simple to find a new antibiotic.
Yeah, even I heard about some pneumonia conditions for the children also. There was a burst of the pneumonia cases.
Mm-hmm.
On that time also, some doctors are telling about this Acitral. I think the Acitral is the best medicine for treating this pneumonia cases.
Azithromycin, yes. Azithromycin is also very commonly used
children,
now for
yeah.
a lot of conditions.
Yeah,
everybody
but most of the children are getting resistant to that.
Yes, it's very
medicine,
true because... It's become an over-the-counter kind of prescription for anybody with a cold will take an azithromycin. Yes, it is unfortunate true. In fact, azithromycin is the drug which is used to treat typhoid.
Typhoid.
We do use a higher dose in typhoid, but that is the drug. And nowadays, even typhoid has also become resistant to azithromycin.
Yes. Yeah. Once we have typhoid, complete cure in normal life. Like you go, then we symptoms in our lifetime, and then persist.
Not really. No, it doesn't work like that. See, typhoid, once it is cured, it's completely cured.
Okay.
But the problem here is there are two conditions. See, like for example, earlier I mentioned something called a relapse. A person who's treated for typhoid after 2 or 3 weeks can relapse.
Even if it's treated fully,
after stopping the treatment, a small percentage can relapse. Then you have to probably treat them again because the same strain usually which relapses. The other condition is called carriage. That is to say that a person can carry the bacteria.
Okay.
Even after cure.
Okay.
For example, if a person who has typhoid is not treated, let's say, he undergoes a natural cure after about 4 weeks of the disease, but he can continue shedding bacteria even after he gets cured. For about a month, he can keep shedding bacteria in the stool.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who are treated can also develop what is called as chronic carriage.
Okay.
This happens.
Even if he took the antibiotic.
Everything, yeah. Because of typhoid bacteria can remain inside the body in certain conditions, especially inside the gallbladder, for example. If you have a gallbladder stone, the bacteria can coat the gallbladder stone and remain there. It will not be affected by antibiotics. Okay, these bacteria produce what is called a biofilm, which sort of protects it from the antibiotic. And even when they stop the antibiotic, they will keep on shedding it in the stool. It can happen in bladder stones. It can happen in gallbladder stones.
It will also multiply from there?
No, it just remains there and you shed it in the stool.
Okay.
This becomes a problem when people are handling food.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard of Typhoid Mary.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Typhoid Mary.
She was cooking and serving.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she was a cook in America. Her name was Mary Malone. She was cooking for some very well-known families in New York area and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she goes to a family, gets employed there, cooks for them. They all fall ill. Then she leaves that and goes to another family. They all fall ill. It went on like this. And it took a long time for them to figure out that this is a lady who was spreading it around. And then she was put under quarantine for a while. And then released, and again she started cooking, and then she went in for a lifelong quarantine.
Okay.
That was Mary Malone. She's quite famous.
That person does not go to any symptoms?
No, she doesn't have. She's a chronic carrier. And she was a cook.
Usually chronic carriers does not show any symptoms.
They won't have symptoms. Oh. They just shed the virus, the bacteria, right? And this is dangerous when you are a food handler. Fecal oral. What does fecal oral mean? One is, like I said, when sewage is mixed with your drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Other thing is, in a food handler, the bacteria might be present on your hands. And when you handle food, it gets transferred to the food that you're cooking and it gets into you. So that's how it spreads. The immunity, typhoid, there in the immunity will probably maximum last you for about a year.
For a year only.
Okay. Natural typhoid.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't rely on that also. It's not that 100%. So ideally, you should probably get vaccinated to prevent typhoid.
To prevent typhoid after getting a typhoid?
Even otherwise, if you are going into a place that is sort of typhoid endemic or places where there's a lot of typhoid around,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be eating outside, it's probably better to get vaccinated. Especially, let's say, children who are going to study outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you get into your MBBS or a BTEC course and you have to go to some place far away, you're going to be staying as a paying guest or staying
so
in a hostel.
So we don't know how they cook and how they're handling food.
Yeah, the food and all that is going to be different.
What about the water also?
Water sources also, you cannot. In such situations, it's always better to take a typhoid vaccine.
Vaccination.
The vaccination has an effective duration for about 4 years. Okay, so after which you have to take another shot.
So for children and...
For anybody who is going into such situations, it's probably better to get vaccinated. All ages.
All ages can take
adults. Pediatrics, of course, I think it comes after. I'm not very sure about the pediatric age group. Yeah.
So, etra age group le elder age aanengilum namukku edukkam.
Edukkam. Because in India, what we have is a conjugate vaccine. Oru vaccine ullu. That's for 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. Prevention namukku ippo okay vaccination oru method aayittu parnu. Adallande namukku endakke kaaryangalu nammalayittu nammude veettile namukku edukkan pattuna self aayittu edukkan pattuna vera endakke preventive measures undu.
Water source. Protect your water source. Ippo pandatha kaalathalle ippozhthe what we call as shallow wells undallo. ഓർഡിനറി വെൽസ് ട്യൂബ് വെൽ ഷാലോ വെൽസ് പണ്ടാണെങ്കിൽ ഒരു വീട്ടിലൊരു വെൽ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ തന്നെ അടുത്ത വെൽ വുഡ് ഹാവ് ബീൻ മെനി മെനി മീറ്റേഴ്സ് അവേ ഓക്കെ ഒരു പറമ്പ് മേ ബി ഒരു 1-2 acres ഒരു വെല്ല് കാണും പിന്നെ അടുത്ത പറമ്പിനകത്ത് ഒരു വെല്ല് കാണും അല്ലേ അപ്പം ദി കാച്ച്മെന്റ് ഫോർ ദ വെൽ ഇസ് ഓൺലി ദാറ്റ് ഏരിയ അറൌണ്ട് ദ വെൽ ബട്ട് നൗ ഡേയ്സ് ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ലൈക് ഹൗസസ് ആർ വെരി ക്ലോസ് ടു ഈച്ച് അതർ ആൻഡ് യു ഹാവ് എ വെൽ ഇൻ ഈച്ച് കോമ്പൗണ്ട് and you have a septic tank and all that in that area, there is a lot of cross-contamination. So water source, especially well water, if you're using well water, it should be cleaned out. It should be chlorinated and you should be taking it filtered out rather than drinking directly from the well. In fact, it would be safer to use the corporation water, which is already chlorinated. Drinking raw well water is probably not safe.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, this contamination happens at the when sewage and your water supply gets mixed up. That's why it's so common in the subcontinental area, particularly Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, all these areas where we don't have very good sewage systems. This contamination tends to occur. Open defecation in the fields, all these things contaminate water.
So, in the water, boil cheythu
യൂസ്
ചെയ്യുന്നതാണ് ബെറ്റർ എന്ന് പറയുന്നുണ്ട് അപ്പൊ അത് തന്നെയാണ് ഒരു ബെറ്റർ വേ
ബോയിലിംഗ് ഇസ് ദ ബേസിക് തിങ്
ഡിസീസസ് കം ഫ്രം വാട്ടർ എന്നുള്ളതിൽ നിന്ന് നോക്കുമ്പോൾ ദ ബെറ്റർ വേ ബോയിലിംഗ് വാട്ടർ യൂസ് ചെയ്താൽ
ബോയിലിംഗ് എന്ന് പറയുമ്പോൾ കുറച്ച് നേരം ബോയിൽ ചെയ്യണം ഇപ്പോഴത്തെ കാലത്ത് ബോയിലിംഗ് വാട്ടർ എന്ന് പറയുമ്പോൾ ജസ്റ്റ് വെള്ളം തിളയ്ക്കുമ്പോൾ ഉടനെ ഓഫ് ചെയ്യും Nobody keeps it boiling for a long time. So that in itself will not kill all the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to boil it, it should be boiled for a while, at least 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
കണ്ടാണെങ്കിൽ വെളിയിൽ വെള്ളം തിളപ്പിക്കാൻ വെച്ചാൽ അവിടെ കിടന്ന് ഇങ്ങനെ വെട്ട
തെളിച്ചോണ്ടിരിക്കും
അതിനിപ്പം വെൻ യു യൂസിങ് യുവർ ഈ വുഡ് അടുപ്പൊക്കെ ആയിരുന്നെങ്കിൽ അങ്ങനെ ആയിരുന്നു ഇപ്പൊ ഈ ഗ്യാസിൽ വെക്കുമ്പോൾ വൺസ് ഇറ്റ് ബോയിൽസ് യു ടേൺ ടു സ്വിച്ച് ഇറ്റ് ഓഫ് റൈറ്റ്
വെയിറ്റിംഗ് ടു ബോയിൽ വിൽ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ബോയിലിംഗ്
സ്വിച്ച് ഓഫ് ആൻഡ് ഗോ ടു യുവർ അദർ തിങ്സ് ടു ഡു യാ റൈറ്റ് So I think probably it's better to go for a line filter, you know, like any of these RO filters or other line filters, which are particulate filters, any of those things. Even a candle filter would be better than only using boiled water. Even if you boil water, I still recommend using through a filter.
എൽഡർ ആയിട്ടുള്ള പാരൻസ് ഒക്കെ പണ്ട് പറയും ഇങ്ങനെ തണുത്ത ഐസ്ക്രീം അങ്ങനത്തെ ഒന്നും ഒരുപാട് കുടിക്കരുത്
ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് പ്രോബബ്ലി നോട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഫോർ അവരുടെ വേറൊരു പനി പിടിക്കും എന്നുള്ളൊരു കോൺസെപ്റ്റ്
എല്ലാത്തിനും അവരാ റീസൺസ് പറയാറുണ്ട്
ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ദ കോൾഡ് ആസ് സച്ച് ഇറ്റ്സ് ജസ്റ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ദ സോഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ വാട്ടർ ദാറ്റ് യു യൂസ് ടു പ്രൊഡ്യൂസ് ദി ഐസ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് യു ഹാവ് ടു വറി അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഗെറ്റ് ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് എൻ ഐസ്ക്രീം ഇറ്റ്സ് നോ ദേർസ് നോ പ്രോബ്ലം വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് ഓക്കെ It's just that if the source of the water that was used to make the ice cream was not very secure, then of course, നമുക്ക് അതിൽ നിന്ന് ടൈഫോയിഡ് കിട്ടാൻ ഒരു ചാൻസ് കൂടുന്നു.
എൻ്റെ ഒരു ഡൗട്ടാണ് സർ നമ്മൾ ബോയിൽ ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ നമുക്ക് ഇതിനെ ഇത് എന്താണ് നശിച്ചു പോവാല്ലോ അതായത് ടൈഫോയിഡ് ബാക്ടീരിയാസ് സോ അതുപോലെ തന്നെ തിരിച്ച് കോൾഡ് ആവുമ്പോഴത്തേക്കും ഇത് എന്താണ് അങ്ങനെ ഡെഡ് ആവില്ലല്ലേ ഇത് പ്രിസർവ് ആയിരിക്കോ
യു ഹേർഡ് ഓഫ് പെർമഫ്രോസ്റ്റ് റൈറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ഫ്രോസൺ ഗ്രൗണ്ട് ഇൻ സൈബീരിയ സൈബീരിയ ഈസ് നോർത്ത് ഓഫ് റഷ്യ
ഓക്കേ
ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൾവേസ് വെരി കോൾഡ് റൈറ്റ് സോ ഇൻ ദോസ് ഏരിയസ് ഈവൻ ദ ഗ്രൗണ്ട് ഈസ് ഫ്രോസൺ യു കോൾ ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ദേർസ് ഐസ് ഓൺ ടോപ്പ് സോ ഇറ്റ്സ് പെർമഫ്രോസ്റ്റ് it's always frozen. Mm-hmm. So when they dig up entire mammoth skeletons, mammoths are like, woolly mammoths are just like elephants with a lot of hair. Wow. Okay. So in the Siberian permafrost, people have been able to excavate fully preserved mammoth because of the cold.
Oh.
And they've been preserved for so many thousands of years, right? And the meat was still fresh. In fact, there was a report of some scientists cooking that meat and eating it, and it was still fresh. Bacteria are present in the permafrost, which have been revived after thawing them out.
Oh,
okay. So bacteria do survive in cold.
നമുക്ക് മിത്സ് ആൻഡ് ഫാക്ട്സിനെ പറ്റിയിട്ടൊന്ന് ഡിസ്കസ് ചെയ്യാം. ടൈഫോയിഡ് നമുക്ക് എയറിൽ കൂടെ പകരും?
നോ, ഇറ്റ് അങ്ങനെ സ്പ്രെഡ് ആവത്തില്ല.
നമുക്ക് വൺസ് ടൈഫോയിഡ് വന്നാൽ പിന്നെ നമുക്ക് വരില്ല?
അതും ശരിയല്ല, വരാം. നമ്മൾ വീണ്ടും അവിടെ നിന്ന് പോയി ഫുഡ് കഴിച്ചാൽ വീണ്ടും
വരും. ഓക്കെ. ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഫീവർ ആണെങ്കിൽ നമുക്കത് എപ്പോഴും ഹൈ ഫീവർ ആയിട്ട് തന്നെ കാണിക്കും.
അത് ശരിയാണ്.
നമുക്ക് ഈറ്റിംഗ് സ്പൈസി ഫുഡ് ആൻഡ് ഈറ്റിംഗ് ഓയിലി ഫുഡ് വിൽ കോസ് ടൈഫോയിഡ്?
അത് ശരിയല്ല, അങ്ങനെയല്ല.
ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് ടൈഫോയിഡ് ആണ്
പനി. ടൈഫോയിഡ് ഉള്ള സമയത്ത് ഇങ്ങനത്തെ ഫുഡുകൾ അവോയ്ഡ് ചെയ്യുന്നതാണ് നല്ലത്. അല്ലാതെ അത് കഴിച്ചുകൊണ്ട്
വരില്ല
ടൈഫോയിഡ് വരുന്നത്. Unless that is contaminated, that is.
Typhoid can be treated completely with the home remedies?
No.
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 If you boil water once, it stays safe forever?
Again, no.
No.
No. If you boil water, it's boiled properly and you drink it without delaying too much. And after you boil it, you keep it covered.
Yeah.
But if you boil water, leave it open for a day, it will again get contaminated.
Typhoid vaccination gave lifetime protection.
ഇല്ല, 4 years. Whatever vaccine we have in India, it's for 4 years.
If you feel better after a few intake of antibiotics, then you can stop the medicine.
No, don't do that. That's not right.
Okay.
You have to complete the course.
Typhoid spreads by touching or sitting near an infected person?
No, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that way.
After recovery, typhoid leaves no risks?
Yes. In a way, yes. After full recovery.
Okay. ടൈഫോയിഡിനെ കുറിച്ചിട്ട് നമുക്ക് ഡീറ്റെയിൽ ആയിട്ട് അതിൻ്റെ മിസ്കൺസെപ്ഷൻസും അതിൻ്റെ ഡൗട്ട്സുകളും എല്ലാം ക്ലിയർ ചെയ്ത് ഡീറ്റെയിൽ ആയിട്ട് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻ ചെയ്ത് തന്നതിന് താങ്ക് യു സോ മച്ച്.